This is Hacker Public Radio, episode 3918 for Wednesday, the 9th of August, 2023. Today's show is entitled IMAX Package Curation, Part 3. It is hosted by DNT and is about 14 minutes long. It carries a clean flag. The summary is, let's go through every single package installed in my IMAX configuration, the last one.
All right, let's move on to the last file, which is init extra. All right, in init extra, we start out with org roam. So org roam is like a fancy notes database for org mode that you can use. I take a lot of like reading notes with it, you know, when I read something that I need to, take notes on. I'll usually have it in Roam, and it can connect to a bibliography, right? So that it's kind of handy to create a note, like a literature note, right? Bibliographic note, I guess. So you have a bunch of capture templates for quickly capturing notes into my Roam database. People go really, really crazy with org Roam. It's kind of absurd what people do. They make like these graphs and then they post the graphs of all their knowledge base, whatever, on Reddit or something. You can get a glimpse of that, you can go to their Discord. And yeah, you can see some people going pretty crazy there. Just, you know, you really got to be careful with this because you can spend the rest of your life just taking notes. The best case scenario is that someone's going to, make a nice, when you die, someone's going to make a nice bonfire out of it, basically, right? In this case, it's just digital files. They can't even do that. So you got to be extra careful when you're on the computer taking notes. Anyway, so org roam. Next, we have sitar. It's about citations, about inserting citations, about creating citation, like bibliography notes and things like that. It integrates with org mode and org roam. Then org roam UI, that's the application where people create those ridiculous graphs showing all the notes they've taken. It shows like this super fancy, it can even be 3D graph of all the notes you took and the connections between them. It's kind of fun, I guess, but I try to not go crazy. I mean, I'm crazy enough already. So next I have org board. I don't use this anymore, but I have used it at times. It's a way to kind of archive a web page. It works very well, but nowadays I'm preferring to archive web pages in Zotero if I have to, if I need to refer to some kind of a article on the internet or something. I just save it in Zotero. This org board, it'll download the web page and it'll save it as an org attachment. In my opinion, org attachments are a little bit messy. I don't know. I don't love it. You can't help but use it because it's useful, but I don't like to use it for absolutely everything. So, but I still have it here because I still have some notes with attachments. I'm trying to get rid of them as much as I can. Next, we have Lang Tool. So Lang Tool, there's an application you can download and run a server locally, and then this thing connects to that server, and it's supposed to be something kind of like Grammarly. I haven't really used it very much, so I can't tell you much about it. But that's what it is. They provide a server, but you can also install it locally. That way you don't have to use their server. It'll analyze your text and then tell you what it thinks about it, or tell you to not use the passive voice or whatever, that sort of thing. I'm not sure why people hate the passive voice so much, but that's that. It does other things too that are more interesting. Next, we have PDF tools. That is for viewing PDF files in Emacs. Emacs has its own thing that does that I believe is called DocView. But PDF tools, it seems like it renders the PDF a little better, I think. All right, next we have OrgNoter. This is, I kind of like this one. OrgNoter, it's like a package for opening something like a PDF file, let's say, or any other document, and taking notes on it while you are reading it. Taking notes on the computer, right, while you're reading this digital document like a PDF, and it'll record the location for you automatically, right? So I'm reading a page and then I say, oh, let me take a note about this, and then I take the note and OrgNoter will automatically add a little parameter or an attribute there showing the location I was at in the file I am notating, showing me where I was when I took this note. And then you can navigate the notes and see the file next to it. It'll automatically scroll through the file as you scroll through your notes and vice versa. Next, we have Nov, N-O-V. This is for reading EPUB files in Emacs. Not too much to say about that. Pretty obvious, pretty clear. Next, we have Emacs Everywhere. Emacs Everywhere it's kind of cool, I guess. When you are, say, in your browser and you're going to type a comment or something, but you want to edit it in Emacs because you're so obsessed with Emacs, you can run Emacs Client -C parentheses Emacs Everywhere close parentheses, and it'll quickly open an Emacs frame and let you type what you want to type in Emacs. Then you close that frame and it's going to put what you typed in Emacs back in the original thing you were in. The reason that is sometimes useful is because you have so many more efficient editing commands in Emacs. So a lot of times it is worth quickly editing it in Emacs and then going back to the thing you were in before. I used to do this quite a lot at work with Tridactyl on Firefox and Vim. There's a command from Tridactyl to edit a text field in a web page, to edit it in Vim, and it works pretty well. So unfortunately, I don't think this would work on Emacs on Windows, so that's why I put it in the file that only loads when I'm on Linux. Moving on, we have Octek. Octek is the big LaTeX editing package for Emacs. This one, I don't use package with it. To be quite honest, I don't remember why, but I decided not to use a use package. I just use straight directly. And then I install Octek from a certain location, and then there are some commands you have to run to sort of complete the installation, so I run those there as well together. It works just fine. I don't know if I'm not worried about it, so. And then I have some settings related to that, setting up the certain locations for things, etc. And then I have EvilTek. EvilTek is evil key bindings for LaTeX editing. Next, I have LaTeX Preview Pane. LaTeX Preview Pane will show me a preview of my LaTeX document in PDF. Right, I have a key that's Alt P. When I'm in my LaTeX file, I can press Alt-P and it'll generate the preview and show it to me. Then I can press Q to close that or to bury that, which is kind of like minimizing it. It's just the word they use in Emacs for that. You press Q and then you go back to the LaTeX file. So then if I want to preview again, I just press Alt-P. That's what the LaTeX Preview Pane does. And finally, Adaptive Warp. I don't remember what that is. I think it was OCTEC. On the OCTEC website, they said it's good to install that, but I don't remember why. So moving on, I have Dash Docs. Now, this is like a section about some more programming stuff. So Dash Docs is it's kind of nice. There's an application for Mac, apparently, that's called Dash that's a way to view documentation all together in the same kind of a user interface. So their documentation is available in a certain format, right? And then this package lets you open and view those things in Emacs. So you, with it, you can install different doc sets, which is what they call these, the documentation packages. So, you know, you run a command to install the doc set for Python, for example, and it'll install it locally. And then you can also configure it to when you enter, when you open a Python file, it'll automatically activate this doc set, the Python doc set for you. And then it'll use that, like you can, as you're navigating your file, you can, depending on where you are with the cursor, you can search, you can search for stuff in the doc sets. It's pretty nice, I thought. I think it's worth having it. And then Consult Dash is the next package, and that's just for searching. It's just the exactly what I was just saying about searching for something at the cursor, right, in your Dash docs. Okay, finally, I have Not Much. Not Much is an email indexing application that I quite like. To me, it's the best way to do email. And this is a package for using Not Much on Emacs. So you can search and view all of your emails. You can, you know, do some pretty fancy searches using your tags. And then, of course, Emacs comes with mail writing and commands for sending an email and stuff like that. So you don't need any package for that. So there are some configuration options here to do with sending email as well. So yeah, Not Much. It's pretty nice. You may remember from a previous episode, I used to use a lot. A lot is a Python application that does a lot of the same things. So this is just that, but in Emacs, so I don't have to leave Emacs because I don't want to. And so with that, this file provides the would-be package called init extra, and it ends there. So that is my Emacs configuration. So you can just create a directory in your home directory called .emacs.d and then have these three little files in it, and then start Emacs. Emacs will automatically install all of the packages and run all these configurations, and then you will have exactly the same Emacs experience that I have every day at work, on my personal laptop, and a bit on Termux even, to, you know, quickly check my agenda there on the phone. I hope this will be useful to someone, you know. I hope if you haven't tried Emacs, this will pique your curiosity, and maybe you will try my configuration here. Maybe you will like it. If you use Emacs and you know other packages that you must tell me about, please do in the comments. And thank you for tuning in. Now, you can do as I just did, and, you know, after work, you have a few minutes, just sit down, maybe in front of your computer, maybe not, and just start talking about something that you can start talking about, something that you know something about, or maybe something that you think something about. Just pull up your phone and start talking into it. Record it, and then send it in to Hacker Public Radio as a show. We will really like to hear from you. I really enjoy the diversity of hosts on Hacker Public Radio. To me, it's what it's all about. So if you are listening, I urge you to please record a show, even if it's just to say a few things. Whatever it is, I will enjoy listening to it. All right? Thank you, and come back tomorrow for more. Bye.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. Today's show was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hosting for HPR has been kindly provided by anhonesthost.com, the Internet Archive, and rsync.net. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International License.